Breaking Bad Albuquerque. Los Angeles has Forest Lawn and Beverly Hills. Memphis has Graceland. Florida has Cape Canaveral. Texas has the Alamo. Albuquerque has the hit television series Breaking Bad. This television show is a crime drama, and crime and Albuquerque have more than a casual acquaintance. One can't truthfully claim that Albuquerque is as bad as the show portrays it, but low-life drama is not as uncommon on our streets as we residents would wish. Breaking Bad reigns as a Guinness Records most watched television series of all time. Its actors have won awards galore, and the series has a cult following even after its dramatic final episode. A spin-off series, Better Get Saul, has already been created and follows the vagaries of Saul, an ethically conflicted lawyer who gets paid to keep guilty out of jail and lives off the change jingling in criminal pockets. Those of us who live here tend to accept our city as already broken. We accept the way Albuquerque is, a laid-back, sprawling country town pretending to be a big city. We are not surprised to see a Mexican flag flying in front of City Hall, and Indians, non-Indians selling turquoise jewelry, some made in China, under the porches of the La Placida restaurant in Old Town. Neil, Joan, and myself finished our Old Town stroll and drive to lunch at our favorite red-green chili haunt, El Patio, by the University of New Mexico. On our drive, we pass locations from the Breaking Bad series and find them to be as sleazy as the TV show shows them. In a terminally ill world, Walter White and Jesse Pinkman of Breaking Bad are all too familiar. Reality and fiction, these days, look like twin brothers. Albuquerque, for all its bad reputation, is still where I live and call home by my own choosing. I don't expect our city, even with Hollywood's meddling, to ever change what it is, a northern territory of Mexico. When I travel to foreign third world destinations, I'm never far from my comfort zone.